live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Julia joining us for the first time in, two, 3 weeks? Something like that?
Something like that. I've been busy.
You have been busy doing everything from campaigning to getting promoted at work, and so obviously we don't pay you to be here. So it's nice to have you back behind the microphone. And maybe we'll talk more about your campaign here in a little while, but we're going to start things out with something that we promised to do to our listeners earlier today. I sent out an update announcing we were going to have a guest on the show, which I very rarely will announce guests in advance because it seems like whenever I announce a guest in advance, something happens that causes the guest to not be on our show. And so I always get nervous about doing that. But we have him. His name is Bernard von Nothaus. He is the man who created the Liberty Dollar.
Now, the monetary architect.
Correct. So if you listened to the show last night, you know that it was pretty unprecedented, very rare that we will spend every single hour of the program talking about the same topic. Usually Free Talk Live is pretty fast-paced where, one topic moving to the next. Sometimes we'll take in a topic for an entire hour. And I have to say that if it weren't for all of the calls and the input that we got from the listeners last night, it probably only would have been an hour-long topic. But
right. We had plenty of other things to talk about, but people wanted to talk about this particular issue where the Liberty Dollar offices were raided and couple of tons of precious metals were taken without an arrest. I mean,
something like that. Yeah, it was pretty outrageous. Our listeners just kept calling in, obviously very concerned about the state of liberty in America, which we already knew was in dire shape. But this event, the Liberty Dollar office, head office in Evansville, Indiana, being raided by the FBI and the Secret Service, just really took it to a next level. It took the level of tyranny the next step up. And Bernard is on the line with us. Hello, Bernard.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Mark.
How are you?
Well, I can't imagine you're having the best of evenings, but it's all right. How do you feel?
Actually, I feel good.
Really?
Yeah, I feel good because, it's kind of like in a fist fight, getting a couple serious body blows or thrown at you and recoiling from that, so then you feel charged up and ready to get back in the ring. And that's basically where I am tonight. We had a couple really major things happen to us, to the Liberty Dollar. And I gather you guys covered that pretty extensively last night.
We sure did. You don't actually live in Evansville, so how did you get the news of the raid?
On my cell phone. Sarah gave me a call when they arrived and told me rather innocently, Bernard, we have some visitors. And I go, what kind of visitors? She goes, FBI and Secret Service. I said, okay, let's sit down and talk about that. So I sat down, and I actually talked to the FBI agent. His name is Andrew, and we had a little chat. He told me that he was disappointed that I wasn't in Evansville. And as I explained to him, I said, well, I only come to Evansville twice a year. So should have picked a different time,
Wow. It was pretty stunning news to a lot of people yesterday, and the immediate reaction from a number of people was, this is a hoax. People were very obviously upset. They thought that maybe your email list had been cracked, that some hacker had gotten in and just sent it out as a hoax. And I thought, when I read your email yesterday, and we read it on the air, when I read it personally, I thought, this is written the way Bernard would have written the email. It was written in your style. And I thought it couldn't possibly be a hoax. But then I called the Mint, the Sunshine Mint, which is the company that you guys contract with to actually create, to mint the Liberty Dollar, and I guess to also store it in their vault. And they had no idea, or at least they claimed to have no idea about what had happened. And I was very concerned that, why would Bernard say one thing and the Sunshine Mint say something else? And then I saw some news today that apparently they had their raid yesterday. Am I mistaken about that?
Yeah, you were just a little bit ahead of the curve, I think, given time zone differences and stuff like that, Mark.
That was Ian.
Ian. I have trouble identifying you two guys' voice. I'm sorry to say that.
No problem. Many people do.
Okay. Any case, Yeah, I can see how that could be disconcerting. And, you know, Sunshine, you know, is a neutral player here, so they didn't want to give out any information. They were being assaulted themselves.
Right.
By their own raid, you know, which, of course, came totally out of the blue.
Was it the same day, or was it, because the news report that I saw and I have here says their raid was yesterday while yours was Wednesday morning.
Now, both of them happened on Wednesday.
Same day. Okay, then maybe they were just keeping mum. Maybe it was like a gag order kind of thing that
yeah.
they didn't feel like talking to anybody.
It was obviously a coordinated effort, you know.
So, at this point, just to bring our listeners up to speed, Liberty Dollar's home office has been raided. All of their product has been stolen by the federal government. Also, all the product in the vault at the Sunshine Mint stolen. Your bank accounts have been frozen. They have all your computers. You guys, I suggested yesterday, I thought they took your phones, and it turns out they did. They took your phone system, basically. So you can't even get voicemail.
They didn't take our phone system. And I shy away from the use of the word steal. Okay?
Really?
No, because they didn't steal it. They confiscated it. And I intend to get all the property back and fill all the orders after we win. This is a great opportunity. You know, earlier in this interview, we were talking about, you know, why do I feel good? I feel good because I think this is a golden opportunity for us to move our agenda forward and to prove the Liberty Dollar in court, because that's what we wanted to do in the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason we filed the lawsuit was because they had never started any legal action. Well, now they've started legal action, which is what we wanted them to do, you know.
Right.
And now we're going to be in court. I didn't think the assault for, you know, the raid was going to be so massive, to be honest with you. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're thorough little bastards. And, now we're going to have our time in court, and I feel very confident that I'm going to be acquitted, and the Liberty Dollar is going to be validated, and it will rise to the occasion that it's meant to rise to, and that
Good.
Is the savior of the U.S. Monetary system.
Well, it certainly has been going strong for the last 9 years. Did you find their timing curious with the raid? Bernard, I mean, now after 9 successful years of the Liberty Dollar being in the marketplace, they choose now to raid your business?
Well, the federal government's big and slow and dumb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It takes
mm-hmm.
them a while. I really never gave it much thought. I didn't know. I quite honestly, I got a lot of things happening in my life. So
sure.
Sitting around talking about, thinking about the federal boys. That doesn't fit into my. I don't have time in my schedule for that. I mean, I know they have trouble making those neural connections, so I can't wait for them.
So you are setting up a class action lawsuit, and who's qualified to join in on this class action lawsuit, Bernard?
Well, anybody who sent us money and has not received their order.
Mm-hmm.
Their due money back.
I know you were holding on to a lot of Ron Paul dollars that had just come in, a fresh shipment of those, and they took all those. So that must be, what, hundreds of orders? Thousands?
It probably is, it could be verging up to 1,000 orders. It's, you know, there's just an awful, awful lot of those orders. Hundreds. Definitely hundreds, but I mean, we're talking about several hundred. I mean,
I know that I watched
700.
One of them.
I mean, there's a lot. We had stacks and stacks and stacks. We had them divided into days for shipment, and
mm-hmm.
it was all very well organized. The staff there in Arizona has done an outstanding job. I take my hat off to the ladies at the fulfillment office. They've done an outstanding job.
Right, and they're all out of jobs at this point because your bank account's frozen, so you wouldn't have any way to pay them if you wanted to.
That's right. And,
what a mess.
They've closed all the money, taken all the money out of the account, you know.
Bernard, can you stay on with us for a little bit to maybe take a call or two, if possible?
Sure.
Great, hang on. We're bringing Bernard von Nothaus back. He is the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, and he's under siege by the federal government. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 16, 2007, gold, $793.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $817.94, $403.15 for half, $201.58 for quarter. That's $817.94, $403.15, and $201.58. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-920-9786. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-920-9786. That's 1-800-920-9786. 1-800-920-9786.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Liberty Dollar
is something that we are a big fan of on this show. They happen to be a sponsor. We happen to have their founder and the monetary architect on the line with us. And what do we do here, Mark? Do we need to talk to Bernard about this, like, right now on the air?
I think we should absolutely ask him, what the heck are we supposed to do with these live reads we've got?
Right, Bernard, we've got live reads we're supposed to be doing for you during our show that you've paid us to do, and I'm not sure how to handle this, because people can't actually go and order these beautiful Liberty dollars right now. The federal government has seized them all. So should we just be... He sounds like he's got a cell phone call. You there, Bernard?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Endless phone calls.
I can only imagine. How do we handle promoting the Liberty dollar here? Should we encourage people to go and read about the raid and get signed up for the class action lawsuit? What do you think we should do here?
Yes. Become aware of what happened about the raid. Sign up for the class action lawsuit. And also, we're going to have a donation page there so that we can fund our legal defense. Because after we validate the Liberty dollar, gentlemen, it's going to be huge. It's going to rise to the occasion that it was meant for.
I love your vision. Very positive. You're going to be vindicated here, I hope, over time, and with the assistance of those who care and those who are paying attention and want to get behind this. And by the way, that leads me to a correction. Last night I ended the show saying that there was nothing about this up on the front page of the Liberty Dollar. Then after I got off the air, you guys had updated your website. It has been updated. LibertyDollar.org. You go there, right there at the top of the page, FBI raids Liberty Dollar. Click that. The latest information will be posted there. Is that correct, Bernard?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's where you can see all the details, the search warrant, the seizure warrant, the identification or the business cards for the bureaucrats that did the raid, and the latest update from Bernard, as well as an email sign-up box, so you can get in the loop and stay in the loop with what's going on. Bernard will send, I'm sure, periodic email updates to keep everybody clued in as to what is going on. So that's what we'll do from here out. We'll promote people and drive them to that page and get them involved.
Yes, our traffic right now is up about 20 times, about 2,000%. Wow. Our traffic is up tremendously.
So the class action lawsuit, it is you have yet to file it, correct?
Yes. I mean, we haven't filed it yet. We've just basically launched it. We're collecting names. There's three categories that people could qualify to be on the class action lawsuit. One is that they placed an order and they have not received their order.
Right, like the people that bought the Ron Paul dollars.
Exactly.
Okay.
And number two, people who have paper currency and they want to redeem it. I mean, it's a legal binding contract. You didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
The government's obligated to honor that contract.
I like the paper currency. I have hundreds of dollars worth of the paper currency. I don't really want to redeem it, but, at the same time...
You could want to redeem one.
Yeah, yeah.
And see, that's last night, that's what I did, is I purchased from you one of the dollars so that I can have one of the paper currency. I have plenty of the species, as they call it. But I have I got one of the paper currencies so that I could sign up for the lawsuit. And I would recommend that anybody does that. On our bulletin board right now at bbs.freetalklive.com, there's a thread about doing just this. So people are getting together so that other people can get these so they can sign up for the class.
Well, let me correct one word that you used there, Mark.
Yeah, I don't... Species?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's better than feces. the word you used is that anybody could do that, right? What I'd like to say is that everybody do that. It's very, very, very important that we get a mass amount of support so that when we file this lawsuit, let's say that we have 10, 20, 30, 40,000 people, that have signed up for this lawsuit,
Right.
And you're right. You only need one paper dollar. And then also, if you have any of the digital currency, is a third category. If you got digital currency, that's 100% redeemable also. And, you say, I want to redeem that, and that would be okay. So any one of those categories, missing an order, paper currency, digital currency qualifies you to participate in the class action lawsuit.
Okay, good to know, because I know that the activists here in New Hampshire, of course, we talk a lot about the Free State Project, which you're well aware of. You've been to a number of Free State events.
I'm coming to New Hampshire on January 3rd. I'll be speaking there at the Liberty Forum.
That's perfect. Perfect excuse to come back on Free Talk Live and give us an update, because we're going to be there broadcasting live from the event.
If I'm not arrested.
Right. If you're a free man or semi-free man, you'll be at the Liberty Forum. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Liberty Forum here in a little while. But the Free Staters and the Liberty Activists here in New Hampshire, I just got an instant message from somebody in the area here in Keene. We get together on a weekly basis. We have these little social Sundays meetings where people just go and they hang out and they get together. So I'm going to be bringing a stack of my paper certificates to the meeting and selling those to anybody that's interested in buying one, so they can also get involved in.
I had a friend contact me through email who asked me to get one for him, and I sent it off today so that he could have that one in the mail. So people just need to get active amongst each other and spread these around so that everybody has at least one Liberty Dollar, the paper kind, so that they can sign up for this. There's another concerned person about about the whole situation. Now, Bernard, you had made a statement that the Liberty Dollar could likely replace the Federal Reserve note as America's currency. Tell me about your vision there.
Well, that's a little grandiose. I think that's delusions of grandeur. Basically, the Liberty Dollar is a model for a currency that responds to the marketplace and could shed some light on a currency. It does conform to the requirements of the U.S. Constitution, that old damn document.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
according to some people. Mm-hmm. Any case, I we don't intend to replace the U.S. dollar. We just mean to nudge them into solvency and 100% backing as required by the U.S. Constitution.
Right, sort of in the same way that Federal Express, when it came about, sort of nudged the Postal Service into actually smiling occasionally at you when you, walked in the front door.
Yeah, they did increase the service at the counter, and they also increased the offering because, before that there was no express mail, there was no priority mail, there was it was pretty strand.
Yeah, they're still not that great. I'm not singing their praises or anything like that, but the fact is the competition did raise the level for the post office just a little bit, enough to make it at least somewhat tolerable. Bernard,
we've got
calls lined up. Can you stay?
Yes, I can.
All right, we're
going
to go to the phones.
How long do you want me?
We're going to the phones. I don't know. Till we're done. Till these phone calls run out. And last night it was 3 hours. I'm hoping it'll only go an hour this time, but we'll see. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. Bernard von Nunhaus, the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Nunhaus, is with us, and we'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the features for free. So enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them up for free at freetalklive.com, right there on the front page. Going back an entire year on the house, there's no logging in, no membership fee. We give it away. freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. Last night, we had an amazing show. Thanks to you for calling in and making it that way. A show that was based on an event that occurred a couple of days ago to the Liberty Dollar, America's second largest, I guess it's America's largest private currency, but America's second largest, I guess, currency that you can, it's private, it's an alternative to the U.S. dollar. It's actually backed with gold and silver. I don't know if we've really explained this yet this hour. It's a wonderful product, and it's been on the market for almost a decade now, and the feds decided that they were going to go on the attack, went and confiscated all of it, shut down the office, took all their computers, froze their bank accounts. The man behind the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Notthaus, is on the line with us right now. And Bernard, you're back on Free Talk Live. Did I get all that correct?
Well, you hit the high points there, Mark. Or is it Ian?
Yeah,
that's Ian.
I usually start the show. Mark's my sort of fill-in co-host.
I'm the sidekick.
Sidekick guy. And Julia's here as well. She's just been sort of absorbing all this. She didn't hear any of the show because she was working last night, so this is sort of news to her.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, she'll get an earful.
Yeah, definitely. Julia, I mean, why don't you jump in on this? I mean, you've seen the Liberty Dollar. Is this an outrage? What happened?
Well, I guess I don't really understand. I mean, there's no legality in them coming in and raiding. Is that's correct, right? I
mean, what do you mean by legality?
Well, the Liberty Dollar is legal, so they don't really have any justification.
Well, I mean, you know, the government does need justification. We're in Iraq, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. and they didn't charge anybody with anything. No one has been arrested
yet. Which
is
pretty typical.
Well, not yet, but I'm soon to be arrested, gentlemen.
You think? Yeah, that's sort of your fingers up in the air, that's how you feel?
Think. Just what, I mean, you know, you've read enough newspaper articles, what happens? There's a criminal investigation, and then they get an indictment. Then they, you know, charge me, and then they'll arrest me. This is, we're in the slot here, guys. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about this.
Well, I don't know, because there's a lot of bells that are familiar about this, and what it really reminded me of is what we've seen happening over in California, which you're probably well aware of, the medical marijuana clinics being raided by the DEA, where more often than not, they'll just come in, take the marijuana, take the cash, and leave, not arrest anybody. So, I mean, there is, a chance that you might not get arrested, though I certainly you would know better than I on this one.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of money at stake right here, you know.
And a lot of gold and silver.
Right, and there's a lot of people that are affected by this because they're not getting their orders.
Sure.
You know, this isn't like a raid on a marijuana dispensary. You know, this is a big deal here.
Let's go to the phones. We've got calls waiting to talk to you.
Okay, let's talk to the callers.
Mark is making
I've got an email too.
Okay, well, emails can wait. We're going to Manuel in New York on the amplifier line. You're on with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Manuel. Welcome to the show.
My question has to do about the RCOs. I'm not an RCO myself, but that's one of the things I thought about when all this happened. If you're an RCO, do you stop using it, or
nothing to use right now?
At some point, the Fed might raid you because, you know, they confiscated all your records. Everyone knows what's going on.
Let's talk for a moment here, though. The RCO is, what is an RCO? So people know what he's referring to.
An RCO is a regional currency office, okay, and it's the distributor arm of the Liberty Dollar. So the Liberty Dollar fulfillment office fills orders for the RCO, and which is a regional office, and they distribute the currency within their region. So,
that makes sense.
No, I don't think there's any reason to think that the Feds are going to go out and harass or search the RCOs.
Why do you think
the RCOs have taken some precaution because, yes, there is that possibility, but I find that hard to believe. Usually the Feds come and make a coordinated effort, and then they crawl back home. I don't think that they are going to do this. Otherwise, they would have busted all the RCOs on the same day sort of thing. And I find it hard to believe. But we have cautioned the RCOs to take prudent measures to safeguard their property in light of the Toronto federal government's action.
Very good. Manuel, any follow-up there?
No. Good luck with everything. I have an order of the Ron Paul copper, so good luck.
Thanks for the call, Manuel. Let's continue and talk to Zach in Virginia. Zach, you're on the line with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's doing all right. I had a couple questions for Bernard. I was wondering about the legal actions. I know that you have the class action lawsuit to get some of the product that was confiscated back to the people who ordered it.
No, all of it.
All of it. But Absolutely. But as I understand it, that's a different issue than whether or not the Liberty Dollar is legal. And I remember on the website you were seeking a declaratory judgment from a judge to enjoin the men from saying that the Liberty Dollar was illegal. Is that still going forward, or are you taking a different route now?
Well, temporarily, Zach, it's going forward. But criminal action trumps civil action.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just a matter of time before the judge drops the lawsuit and we stay focused on the criminal action.
That's
interesting. Zach, second question?
And the criminal action is going to make a decision about once and for all about whether this is, I mean, obviously it's legal, but the judge will give whatever he can give the legitimate.
No, it's going to be a criminal. We're going to have a jury. It's a big deal.
Okay.
Right.
One last question. How are you paying your lawyers? All your bank accounts have been frozen.
That's right. That's why we're starting our legal defense fund, and that's why we're asking everybody to donate a whopping $10. If we had everybody who has Liberty Dollars donate $10, we'd have more than enough to finance our our legal expenses, get all the property back, and move this country towards a value-backed currency.
And people can go and learn more about that at libertydollar.org. Just click the FBI link right there at the top of the page for all the details. Zach, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on with Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar.
Yes, thank you guys for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just watching news. So-called news, they were saying that the reason why the raid took place, or why the feds claimed that the raid took place, had something to do with election tampering with the Ron Paul dollar. My question is, was this a bad move on the part of the Liberty Dollar organization to put such a person of high profile on a coin to raise suspicion, to give the government the opportunity and the reason to come after him?
That's subjecture. The bottom line is that we did a Ron Paul dollar to support his campaign as an independent contribution. The vast majority of support for Ron Paul have been independent contributions. So it's just an unfortunate chain of events. But we are generating a lot more press about Ron Paul. AP just put out a wire to every newspaper outlet in the United States, and the Washington Post is running an article either tonight or tomorrow. So we're getting a lot more press out there about Ron Paul. If the mainstream is not going to cover him, damn it, we're going to do it.
Very good, Bill. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. If you have a question for Bernard von Nothaus, now would be the time to get on the line, because we are going to, I think, wrap this up in the next segment. Just make this an encapsulated hour here. But, Bernard, on the point about Ron Paul, I mean, the fact is, whether you had done the Ron Paul thing or not, you are at risk either way. So I say good for you and good on the Liberty Dollar for taking a stand in favor of Ron Paul. And I think it's a great thing. I think it's going to result in good things for both you and the Ron Paul campaign. More on the way with Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect, the creator, the man behind the Liberty Dollar. If you've got a question for him, get on the line now. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty Dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty Dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty Dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free.
800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. For you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com. You can get your hands on all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, everything from T-shirts to hats to hoodies. We've even got the Free Marketeer flag, so much there, and great deals, good quality products as well. You're not going to get cheap crap from us. So go to store.freetalklive.com, and maybe, I don't know, order some gifts for some friends or family members that also listen to Free Talk Live, because it is the holiday shopping season pretty much at this point. Once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. As we go back to our guest, his name is Bernard von Notthaus, and he is the monetary architect, the man who created the Liberty Dollar. And we've been talking a lot about the Liberty Dollar over the past couple of days because, well, the feds raided his home office in Evansville, Indiana, and literally took all of his inventory, his computers, their files, the shipments that were waiting to go out the door. They raided the vault as well at the Sunshine Mint, and they took all of the silver that was backing all of the dollars, the actual paper certificates that are out in people's hands. I have several hundred of them myself, and I like to give them out as tips when I go out to restaurants. Bernard, should I continue giving these out as tips, or should I hold them until this is all resolved?
No, you just keep using them. You know, you ever heard the phrase, innocent until proven guilty?
There you go. That's a good point.
You know, no, you don't be intimidated. You know, we should be out there using the Liberty Dollars just as we have been using them. But the best action to take, again, and I say this again and again, is to sign up for the class action lawsuit and donate $10 to our legal defense fund once we get that up on our site.
You right. got 10 bucks coming from me.
The donation page is not up yet, but the rest of it's there. The details on the raid, the warrants, all the information, all there. You go to libertydollar.org. You'll find the link right there at the top, FBI raids the Liberty Dollar. Mark, you've got an email you wanted to share?
Yeah, it's really brief, Bernard, but Jeff asks, could you politely pose or the question, does the Liberty Dollar have an exchange rate against the U.S. dollar? Is it $1 for every Liberty Dollar? I don't know. It's a little off topic tonight, but I guess some of us are not up to date on the Liberty Dollar. I'm hesitant to go to their site right now since I don't want their traffic, which is up so much tonight. I don't want to contribute to a potential server crash.
Well, don't worry about it. We seem to be handling it fine. I've got a really good tech guy. If you went to our website, right up the home page, top dead center in red, it says daily commission rate. And at the bottom of that box, I'm talking about the box right directly below the, right in the center, right below the masthead, daily commission box, and at the bottom of that it says exchange rate of ALD, American Liberty Dollars, to the USD is 0.861. And so it's a little over 85%, or 86 cents on a dollar is what we're buying those, we would be buying those back. This is a market-driven price.
So they're worth a little more or a little less than a dollar?
Less than a dollar, 86 cents.
Gotcha.
The reason is because all the previous Liberty dollars were either distributed at a discount or now they're being distributed at face plus a commission.
So there you go. And there's more detail on that at libertydollar.org. In fact, Bernard, I'm going to put you back on hold for a moment because my board operator there needs to do a couple of things to finagle the phone line so we can take another phone call. We do have somebody else that wanted to talk with Bernard, and I wanted to make sure we could get into that here. Was that pretty much the email, though, Mark?
Yeah, pretty much. He just wanted to know what the exchange rate was, and I thought it was just $1 to $1. But,
you know, one of the objections that people... people will come up with about the Liberty Dollar that is so easy to overcome is that, well, how come I can't get this at spot price?
Well, of course you can't get it at spot price. Spot price is for silver or gold. It's for the metal itself. Well, the Liberty
bullion.
Dollar. Yeah, the bullion itself.
And spot is in, like, you have to buy, you know, 5,000 pounds to get it at spot
price. Right, or you get it in a bunch of the shape of a bunch of jewelry or something. The Liberty Dollar has a premium on it because they have to mint it. All those people that mint it have to eat, they have to sell it, all those people that sell it have to eat, there's a business behind it.
Right, it costs money
to distribute
this.
And his margin is remarkably small compared to anything else you would buy retail. If you were to buy one of the government's silver coins, you're going to pay an extra on that too. It's going to cost basically the same as a Liberty Dollar does, so you might as well, you know, help a businessman out there who's worried about liberty, concerned about your liberties rather than the government who just wants to take it away.
Bernard, are you back with us?
I'm back with you, and I'd only point out to what you guys are talking about is that the Liberty Dollar is actually better than the government money. You know, because even if you take a look at the silver eagles that the U.S. Mint does make, okay, and it is 1 ounce, 3 9 fine silver, identical to the Liberty Dollar. But what is not identical is that both of them are basically about the same price, let's say, you know, $18 or something in that sort of category, depending on who you're buying it from and how many you're buying and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But they're around $18 a piece. But the difference is that on a Silver Eagle from the United States government, you can buy it for $18, but you can only use it for a dollar because that's what the face value is.
Right.
Whereas on the Liberty Dollar, if you're a Liberty Associate, you get it for $20 plus the commission, which is running about 10%, so you get about $22, and you use it for $20, and you just made $2.
Right, so it's actually a lot more sensible to utilize the Liberty Dollar, and that's one of the purposes, but the main purpose behind the Liberty Dollar is for people to put it into circulation, not to keep it in their sock drawer or their safe or something like that, to have them circulating around so people can come across them and maybe ask themselves, huh, silver, let me think about this, and then, you know, they'll go to your website and then learn about real sound money. It is also, not only is it a valuable alternative currency, but in a way it's an educational tool.
Well, it is an educational tool, but we find that most people don't want to be educated, so we don't put the emphasis on the education.
Well, no, they have to educate themselves. It's a bad idea to go out and, you know, try to buy an ice cream with a Liberty Dollar and then try to spout off about monetary policy to them. You just want to give them the silver and then let them learn on their own. We got to go to one more phone call here. Let's talk to Kevin in Oregon. Kevin, you're on the line with Bernard von Nothaus, the man behind the Liberty Dollar.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Kevin.
Good evening. Kevin, what's happening?
Bernard, quick question. Thoughts and prayers in your direction, by the way, sir. I'm just curious to know how the government officials treated you and what kept you from not opening the safe. And I also have a follow-up question.
Well, we did open the safe, and I wasn't there, so I was treated fine. All I did was call in and answer the FBI agents a couple questions and arranged to meet with him some point.
Well, I'm just curious to know what the consequence would have been had you refused to open the safe.
Well, if we refused to open the safe, they would have brought in a safe cracker and they would have opened it. That's all. What do you do when you get your accommodation? You call a safe guy and he'll open the safe.
Well, I mean, it's the whole idea of seizing property.
Yes, but they had a search warrant signed by the judge.
And they have guns.
Right. You know, so, I mean, there's no point. I mean, there's no point in opposing this at that time. This is why we're going to go to court.
Right, to fight it out in the court, and you're certainly going to have a lot of people backing you up, Bernard. Kevin, thanks for the call.
One more question, sir.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, it's about the Ron Paul dollars. I read somewhere that they arrived on Friday. Did you manage to ship any out on Monday and Tuesday before the Wednesday morning raid?
They arrived very late on Friday, and the girls there at the office spent all day Monday organizing to make the first shipment out on Tuesday. First shipment went out on Tuesday. Maybe 3,500 Ron Pauls went out, and then the feds arrived very early, even before we opened on Wednesday.
So some people are going to get them. Some people are going to be high and dry. All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. One more point here, Bernard, before we let you go. You are, just to reiterate, going to be speaking, providing you're not in a jail cell, at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum coming up January 3rd through the 6th in Nashua, New Hampshire. Details on that if people want to go get signed up, because the hotel rooms are going to be selling out soon at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, so we highly recommend people come out for this. It's not just going to be you, Bernard. There's going to be a whole bunch of great libertarian, liberty-oriented luminaries there speaking. Were you there? You weren't there last year at the Liberty Forum. You were at the Pork Fest, right?
Right. I went to the Pork Fest. Now, listen, it's unusual for me to venture that far north in the winter.
Well, I can tell you it'll be worth the trip. You met some of the great people at Pork Fest. It's an amazing event, the Liberty Forum. Again, hundreds of people, liberty-oriented people, all in the same place, in the same hotel, talking with each other, brainstorming, having a good time, enjoying themselves. And, Bernard, you're going to be there. I don't know, you're going to be there for just one day, or are you staying for the whole thing?
Actually, I'm going to do the whole thing because I changed my schedule. When I saw how many speakers there were and who was speaking, I thought that, damn it, I'd like to be there, so yeah. I am.
It's an exciting event. We look forward to seeing you then, Bernard. Keep up the good work, and, of course, we'll keep our listeners informed as more develops with your case. Have a great night, sir. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live again.
Thank you very much, guys. Let's change our ads to reflect the new reality.
Yes,
okay?
We're working on that, and Mark will call you about that. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
America.